Welcome to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397 or send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
On tonight's show, Fat Kid Christmas, Culkin Christmas, and Musical Christmas.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
Do you wish you were a girl?
I wish I were.
I do.
Yeah.
Do you wish you had a girl?
No.
Do you wish you had a boy? Yes.
You would call her.
Oh, I lose track of all those hip-hop gangster rappers.
Good, because that song is really fucking old.
Well, that's not the point. I was out to the... Went to Bulls game last night, and every like interlude and introduction, they got all these songs that are all about the Bulls, and it's all like hip-hop.
Let's get ready to rumble.
And I was like, I don't know if this is Eminem or if this is Chingy or if this is, you know, who it is.
Chingy
is that a Chicago hip hop superstar. God, I am so Rock Island right now. Oh, this is Justin.
This is John.
This is a delay. And Dina.
Ding fries are done. That was not scripted. Oh, I have to say, it's one of those things that you're going to go to hell for. I'll put a fucking link just because I'm already going to hell, but... Oh, the Ding Fries Are Done song.
But we make fun of retarded people all the time.
Well, we don't make fun of them.
Oh, why are you so down? No, we don't make fun of them at all.
We're inclusive.
Down comforter.
We're inclusive.
You don't care.
Yeah.
It'll be all better soon.
I don't know. Things that, on one hand I want to say, oh, we're just having fun and we do it about lots of different kinds of people, and then sometimes I really do feel bad.
Okay, so I have a problem with two Christmas songs lately, and I'm not going to tell John what they are, because he will start singing them. And
that's probably wise.
Is one of them Ding's Fries Are Done?
No. That might be tonight's. It might become some sort of trinity this evening.
Ding Fries Are Done.
Jesus is the reason for the sneezing.
That Jesus was the reasoning for the seasoning.
Paprika.
There's a store around the corner that has a sign in their window that says Merry Christmas.
As opposed to Christmas, which is spelled the same way.
Right. Well, it's all bolded and it's bolded and capitalized.
Oh, it's like the Bronner's website. You ever been to the Bronner's website?
I don't even know what Bronner is.
Bronner's is a store in Frankenmuth, Michigan. That sells all kinds of Christmas garb year-round, and they capitalize Christ with the lowercase mass.
Well, they're really putting the Christ back in Christmas.
You put the Smiths back in Christmas. I'm just saying.
You know, I put Smiths in my stew, too. It gives it just that little je ne sais quoi.
Uh-huh. So the two songs, there are two that I really enjoy, and they've gotten stuck in my head, and I was singing them at home and in the car and whatnot. And
what are they?
I'm not telling you. See? You okay. Can't trick me.
I'm trying.
I know, but you're not that clever.
Can I trick you?
Probably much better than John could.
I'm not very good at tricking people.
Really?
No, really.
I know.
You're very good at tripping people.
Oh, I love to trip people and kick them in the shins.
Oh, it's too bad that one. Remember the one guy you tripped down the stairs that didn't quite make it? But he had a
He made it down the stairs.
They revived him after a while.
Revived with Vagrant.
So what are the songs that
I'm
you're
still not telling, but the...
Okay.
Damn. The problem is that they've gotten stuck in my head so badly that in any silent moment, not silent night, but silent moment, they come to me, and it's as if the volume has been turned up in my head. I introduce both of these songs to Bill for the first time this year, and they're addictive. So it'll be just about to fall asleep, time to go to bed.
I know what one of them is.
And all of a sudden, one of us will shout out a line from the song, because that's what you have to do to get rid of a song from your head. You have to sing it. or pass it on to someone else. Unfortunately, yeehaw, yeehaw, you are a fucker.
I knew one of them was Dominic the Donkey.
I hate you. But we've had to resort to getting the radio out, to play the radio just to fall asleep so we have something else to focus on. Because otherwise these songs are keeping me awake at night. It's like,
do you have
voices.
It turned to... to the light?
No,
the
not
Christmas,
Christmas
light.
Music when I hear those songs. But it's awful. I'm ready for Christmas to be over because of these two songs.
Well, as I have always said, it is better to have a song stuck in your head than to have a song stuck in your teeth.
Oh, you got...
you got a little...
That's Delta Chi. That's not a song.
You have to floss it out with a Christmas hook.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh,
not
hand
even
one
the
of
green rubber coated one.
Hand me one of them ornaments off the tree. I got something stuck in my teeth.
Give me some tinsel. Carol. I could squeeze it in there.
Some company came out with Christmas hooks this year that are plastic and they're like an eye loop kind of thing, so that like when you put it on the tree, it actually locks onto the tree. Which I guess is kind of smart, but it's also kind of, you know,
ooh,
how hard
robotic,
is it to hang an
plastic,
ornament?
Christmas tree hooks.
Your balls will never fall off this tree.
Oh, I love the
imagine
blue ones.
Imagine if you hit them on carabiners.
For decorative purposes only.
Exactly. Don't use that to go rock climbing.
Oh, no.
You could have things printed on them.
Well, I think this is like the fourth holiday.
We're all about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're dragging it out this year.
But I got something in email today. And normally I hate getting things forwarded to me, but there are a couple people here at work who have figured out the art of forwarding, as in, you know, you don't forward it with 20 pages of headers, and you only forward it when you think it's specifically
like
funny to the person who you're sending it to.
So how many people received this email?
Two.
Oh, good. See, that's selective.
So I'm going to read this. Might
service.
There's this is 10 rules for holiday eating, and all I have to say is that some fellow fat kid wrote these because, well, let's find out why. Let's just go through these. Number one, avoid carrot sticks. Anyone who puts carrots on a holiday buffet table knows nothing of the Christmas spirit. In fact, if you see carrots, leave immediately. Go next door where they're serving rum balls.
Mm. I brought carrot sticks to a holiday party just this morning.
Didn't rum ball just resign from Department of Defense?
Homeland Security. Not Rumball.
Number two, drink as much eggnog as you can, and quickly. Like fine single malt scotch, it's rare. In fact, it's even rarer than single malt scotch. You can't find it any other time of year but now. So drink up. Who cares that it has 10,000 calories in every sip? It's not as if you're going to turn into an eggnogaholic or something. It's a treat. Enjoy it. Have one for me. Have two. It's later than you think. It's Christmas.
That's something you wrote, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Oh. That was the one he really probably...
Okay, if I wrote that one, then John, you wrote this one. Number
uh-oh.
Three.
Okay.
If something comes with gravy, use it. That's the whole point of gravy. Gravy does not stand alone. Pour it on. Make a volcano out of your mashed potatoes. Fill it with gravy. Eat the volcano. Repeat.
What
I don't
about
like
broccoli?
Gravy, though.
There's nothing about broccoli.
But the gravy.
Broccoli and gravy. Imagine nobody likes broccoli and gravy.
Nobody likes a dirty bottom. See? Nobody likes broccoli and gravy.
Justin?
Yes. Number four?
I fucking heart love your butthole.
Oh, thank you.
You is fuck and hard love his butthole?
Those separate events?
Did that come across correctly? It's fucking heart love.
I heard you. Hartle.
As for mashed potatoes, always ask if they're made with skim milk or whole milk. If it's skim, pass. Why bother? It's like buying a sports car with a manual or with an automatic transmission.
Hell, make them with cream.
Mm. Buttermilk, whipping cream, ugh. Oleo, and bacon.
Number cool five, up. Do not have a snack before going to a party in an effort to control your eating. The whole point of going to a Christmas party is to eat other people's food for free. And lots of it.
Heard it.
Number six. Under no circumstances should you exercise between now and New Year's. You can do that in January when you have nothing else to do. This is the time for long naps, which you'll need after circling the buffet table while carrying a 10-pound plate of food and that vat of eggnog.
Better be Chinette if it's 10 pounds.
That stuff will not break, and it doesn't leak.
It's like Corral.
Number 7. If you come across something really good at a buffet table, like frosted Christmas cookies in the shape and size of Santa, position yourself near them and don't budge. Have as many as you can before becoming the center of attention. They're like a beautiful pair of shoes. If you leave them behind, you're never going to see them again.
That's the one I wrote.
Number 8, same for pies. Apple, pumpkin, mincemeat, have a slice of each. Or, if you don't like mincemeat, have 2 apples and 1 pumpkin. Always have 3. When else do you get to have more than one dessert? Labor Day?
That's a good point.
What, has anybody ever had mincemeat?
I have. It's not
very It's good. Gross.
Number 9, this one's for you, John.
Oh, another one.
Did someone like mention fruitcake?
Oh, I love fruitcake.
Granted, it's loaded with the mandatory celebratory calories, but avoid it at all costs. I mean, have some standards.
For shame. For shame.
Oh, that's great.
Just for that, I'm not sending you any fruitcake.
If you haven't sent it yet, you're not sending any fruitcake.
Oh, no, I haven't sent any of my Christmas gifts yet.
You might want to get on that. I don't know if you're aware, but the postal service is a little slow this time of year.
So is my niece.
She's slow all year round.
Not on Labor Day.
And number 10 is one final tip. If you don't feel terrible and bloated when you leave the party or get up from the table, you haven't been paying attention. Reread tips, start over, but hurry. January is just around the corner.
We had our work holiday party this week, and I skipped lunch knowing that I was going to this thing thinking, shit, I'm going to eat, and I'm going to eat a lot, so I might as well start with an empty stomach. And I ate a lot, probably too much. I didn't have that, like, I feel really full, hard stomach feeling, but when I got home, something I ate, it just was not agreeing with my body.
Ooh.
I was asleep by 8:15 that night.
Fan. Yeah, they must have snuck some in.
They did. Actually, I think it was some gross brie cheese thing, but...
Ooh.
Ooh, I love, like,
I love an oozy brie.
How about a breezy brie?
Some antibiotics to clear that right up, John.
I popped an oozy brie on my fupa the other day.
That
just
is disgusting.
Did you pass the peach preserves?
YouTube,
I don't know why that's funny. Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so I will not name her to protect the innocent, but I did speak with a friend of ours this week who I did advise, you know, you can get rid of that skin problem you're describing if you'll just shower every day. So she was talking about oozy breezies near her. Yeah. It was pretty gross.
Oozy breezy. Mm-hmm. Cover girl.
She listens too, so I hope you're showering. Don't wash your hoo-ha. That's right, soap and water. You don't need a prescription. But, go ahead.
No, it's still your turn.
So back to Christmas.
Because we haven't talked about Christmas.
I have more Christmas stories, so what?
I have more Christmas also.
So I got a couple Christmas cards this week. One was from my mom. My mom does something every year to remind me how Culkin, which means white trash, for those of you who don't know, I really am. And it's not so much that I'm white trash, it's that I was begat of white trash.
You can grow out of it.
You can move away from it. That's what you can do. There's always a little trash left in you.
You can take the Culkin out of...
the trailer park. It's true.
You can lead a Culkin to trailers, but you can't make them drink.
You can't make them put a Chevy up in their lawn on blocks.
No. Did we ever have a car on blocks? No, but we'd have had several crashed cars parked in the driveway.
2 or 3. Oh, no, I'm going to I'm going to take the starter out of that one, and maybe we'll
but
put
that. But
the
thing is, they were still
the
driving them. It wasn't like they were being held for parts. It was, it still drives.
Your cousin's going to come over. We're going to fix that up. We're going to fix it up so it'll run.
We had 1 year where our lawn, we wouldn't mow it, so we let it get so long that my grandpa had to drive the tractor over with the field mower and mow our lawn for us. That's kind of how white trash we are.
Oh, good. How white trash are you, Justin?
I got nothing.
Oh, I got stuff, but that's fine. We'll go back to me and my white trash. So my mom sent an email. Last year, my parents moved out of the trailer park.
Congratulations.
Exactly. And they moved in December, like the 20-somethingth. So they had spent most of the month packing and, you know, closing on their new house and all kinds of stuff. So a chaotic time, as many people can understand. So my mom had sent an email to say, hey, you know, I'm disconnecting my computer. I don't have the time to sit down and write out Christmas cards to people. So I hope everyone has a good holiday, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's been a year. They live in their new house. They're not going anywhere. My mom doesn't work. So, yeah, my cuff guard may not have taken care of that. So she has all kinds of time. So she sent an email to a distribution list, which is really classy. And I was on that distribution list, along with about 11 other people. And it said, all, I am not sending Christmas cards, so click the link below and enjoy. Merry Christmas. The link was broken. She had copied and pasted poorly. So there were a couple extra characters on the file extension. And I looked at that and I'm like, I know that that is not a real piece of software. So I took off the superfluous letters and I watched it. And it wasn't even like an e-card where you can get like someone writes something to you. It was just a link to a site where Santa Claus and some animated reindeer sang a doo-wop version of White Christmas, and then it asked you if you wanted to play it again. Now, when she signed this, she didn't sign it with her and my dad, just her, and there was no closing. It wasn't like Happy Holidays or Love or anything. It was just her name. It was so personal. So, you know, Bill and I have been hanging up, or displaying, rather, the Christmas cards we've been getting. So I took this, and I took a little screenshot of it and put it in a PowerPoint with the whole, like, what did it look like in my inbox, not just the email itself. And I've got it printed out so that I can proudly display my mom's Christmas card to us.
Oh, that's some funny shit.
That's sad.
But, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I'm thinking, because wasn't there a year that you wrapped a present for me with the stickies off of CD cases?
Oh, yeah, I ran out of tape.
And security device enclosed.
I at least cut the words off, but the little plastic on the DVDs, I ended up ripping them off and then cutting them to get some superfluous tape and use it to wrap up a gift for John. But, you know, I think that might have been the year I gave you the KitchenAid, so I think one negates the other.
Oh, yeah, it was fine. It's more funny than hurtful, so.
Oh, but, you know, I got a birthday card 1 year from my aunt that she didn't lick the envelope shut, which is fine. She taped it shut with about a 3-inch square piece of duct tape.
I can't think of anything specific, but that, you just took me back to my Culkin roots. We never had scotch tape, but we always had plenty of duct tape. And, of course, it's D-U-C-K tape.
Oh, sure.
Duct tape. There's the duct tape. And it got used for everything. It may have been used to wrap presents on
desperate
Christmas Eves. Now, another Culkin thing that we did is I can remember receiving Christmas presents wrapped in the Sunday funnies. So.
Oh, but that's not terrible.
No, that's not bad.
If it's now, wrapped if it's in, like, Sunday, the Kohl's ad, that's a bigger problem. That's our biggest sale of the season.
Mom, did you see there's a coupon on this?
Don't throw that away.
You tear that off carefully. We're going to save that.
Oh, look, ground beef is $1.99 a pound.
Let's get some of that. Grade A Chuck.
You can get the grade B for 18 cents.
Why does anybody ever sell the other grades of meat? Because everyone advertises that they've got the grade A.
Well, I believe multiple that grades Taco available. Bell serves
oh,
that
they serve it. Well, they don't advertise.
E. coli special.
Hey, that's on green onions. It has nothing to do with their beef.
It was inconclusive.
Ooh. What is their beef? What is their beef about all
Where's
this?
Where's the beef?
While we're on the subject of Christmas, ooh, I sounded drunk real bit later. I've been hitting the eggnog a little hard. While we're on the subject of Christmas.
You sounded like Harry Carey for a second there.
Like a tornado, a teeth and fist. I can't do it as well as you.
I love Bob and Tom.
So the other day, I save all my Christmas cards. I've mentioned that before. Every Christmas card I've ever gotten from somebody, I have. And I was going through them. I look through them every year to give me a good start to the holiday. And I got this one, and I opened it up, and it's got Santa on the front. Here comes Santa. Hope Santa's extra good to you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that. And then it's signed by Janine. I'm like, who the hell is Janine? And I look, and I'm like, oh, well, this is Dina's Christmas card. Ah. So I apparently have one of Dina's Christmas cards in mine. But then I started looking at some other unusual cards that I had. And one of them is actually from Dina to me. And it really set me laughing because it's so, it tickled my funny bones.
You sound like an old woman telling a story. Oh, this is a knee slapper. This just left me in stitches. Let me tell you.
You've got to see this funny thing my cats do.
They Xeroxed it and passed it around at bingo. You got to read this.
They ran it through the Mimeo.
If you smell really closely, you can still...
That's formaldehyde right there. So the card that she gave me is
it's
just
what
a
year it is? Because usually I write the year inside.
No, okay. But it's not actually a card. It's a postcard from National Geographic because it's the year you gave me a subscription. And you signed it Ms. Ruby Slippers, which is your drag name. But then the address, and I mean, you and I lived together at the time, so you didn't really mail this to me. But the address on it was to my drag name, Ginger Snatch. The address is 123 Drag Queen Way. And what's the abbreviation for the state of Maine?
M-E.
Okay, remember that. The city is Cockring. And the state is Maine, so it's Cockring Me. And then the zip code was, this is what made me laugh so hard, it's 00000H, which if you read it, it's
okay.
And, well, that's what made me giggle so hard. And every time I look at it, I am my grandmother.
Yes!
But I...
Wait till I take this to church. They are going to love this one. Should I take it to church or should I take it to my Quilton Bee?
I'll do both. The Altar Society will love it. So I kept going through these, and I don't know why I saved some of these, because I have quite a few of them from old apartment complexes and one from a dentist.
Are you fucking kidding me? And you're going to hang on this again, aren't you? You moved this shit. That's all I have to tell you.
It says have a glossy, flossy holiday.
Oh, glossy, flossy.
Jesus Christ, John.
John,
there's
Jesus
one.
Christ.
There's. Have you two met before? There's one from a friend named Steve, who at one point I had kind of a crush on. And he signs it, Merry Christmas and Best Wishes for the New Year, Friends, Steve.
Friends. He's friends. One of the gayest people.
In parentheses, definitely not anything more than that. Steve.
He spelled my name wrong in it.
With an H?
Yeah. And I have two that were very curious.
Curious?
Well, perhaps.
If you place them on top of each other, they will be.
One has a black family decorating a Christmas tree, and then the other one has sort of a African American.
Why
Indian...
were they black in the last one, and now they're African American?
Well, because the African American one is like all like not Christmas at all. There's this big
is it Kwanzaa?
Sun disc. No, it is a Christmas card. But it's got this African American woman sitting on this sort of jeweled rug with garments wrapped around her and this big, almost like a dream catcher thing behind her. And it's just bizarre. There's nothing Christmassy about it except inside it says, it's Christmas time. Many blessings are wished onto you.
How many podcasts, John?
Okay, wait, you guys got to hear this one.
This week on Greeting Card Review.
I think Bill's going to fall over.
Yes, Bill is in the studio.
That's it. I'm done with cards, but I thought I'd give you some of the quirky ones that I've had over the years.
Get rid of
quirky.
Them.
Expressy.
What did you say, Dina?
I said get rid of them. Especially the dentist.
Well, a card from people that don't really know you.
When you're on a mailing list.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm the person who keeps every card, every letter, every handwritten note. If you've ever stayed at my place and for whatever reason we weren't both there or whatever when you left and you left the cute little note that says, oh, thanks for letting me stay, blah, 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 blah. I have that.
So
in my
what
Tupperware.
You're saying is your tricks
no.
have been cataloged.
No.
In a
thanks for rubbing
tub.
My butthole.
No, like there have been times, you know, where I had to go to work or I had to leave or there was something. I know I got one from Kirk once. That's who was never a trick. But always
thanks
a
for
treat.
Rubbing my butt.
Always a treat to spend time with
Kirk J.
And Molly. I've gotten notes from Molly. Anyway, yeah. If it was handwritten on a post-it attached to a DVD, thanks for letting me borrow this.
Are you fucking kidding?
I'm dead serious.
I knew you kept cards and letters.
Any handwritten memento, I keep.
I almost feel
do you
that
also
I'm
keep mementos?
Send you handwritten mementos now, just to add to the collection. I want to take over. I want to be the leader in the count. Dina
let's
sent
see
me 5
one into
items.
A big Rubbermaid tub.
Right.
It's a brick.
One post-it note.
With a note. Terrible.
Thanks. Somebody asked us this week, who is Harpreet and why is she burning in hell? And I thought I would just give a quick rundown of that. Harpreet, and this will be better than my cards, I promise.
Get a fucking puff guard.
Don't I have one already?
No.
Okay.
The fact of not seeing one would indicate you don't have one in front of you.
Harpreet is somebody that I work with and very soon will have worked with. She and I at one point exchanged pictures. And she said when she saw mine that I was very roly-poly. And so I said that she needed to burn in hell. And so from then on, we've kind of said when we don't like something or somebody, we say burn in hell with Harpreet. So that's where Harpreet, burn in hell, comes from.
That was really succinct. Congratulations.
Yeah, actually, John, you did a good job with that.
Positive reinforcement.
Well, after the cards, I kind of have to.
Oh no, you usually have like a 3 bad story minimum. So,
hey, if you're going to sit up front, you have to have 3 bad stories minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have subjects? Because I have a couple here that I wanted to talk about.
Well, I just want to throw out a question for people to respond to via email. So I have this habit. And I'm not a nun, but I have a habit because I can hear it coming.
So scratchy.
Sister Dina.
Polyester.
I'm not allowed to actually do it on our show, so you aren't aware that this habit is part of my daily life. But I tend to be very burpy, and following a burp, I will say, choo, like it was a sneeze. And I find it endearing and cute, and it takes something gross and kind of cutes it up. But I have a friend, Heather, who
hi Heather
hates this because she feels I'm deceiving people. She's like, it's not that it's gross, and it is kind of cute, but it's that you're lying to people and trying to deceive them into believing that you have sneezed. Because at first people would bless me, which I don't particularly enjoy anyway, being an atheist. Okay. But I don't know. And now I've gotten others to do it. And I just want to know, cute or gross? Cast your votes. Now you may go on, John.
You heard it here first.
I think it's gross.
But you do it too.
For the record. Well, I do it when I'm around you, though. I don't do it otherwise.
Well, that's probably because your boyfriend doesn't let you.
Well, I can do whatever I want. I'm assertive.
Your stories, sir. You ain't down here.
Do you guys ever run into people who are like quote unquote that guy?
No, I look where I'm looking.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all I wanted then. Thanks. I was at the gym the other day, and I realize that most of my stories these days are coming from the gym, but frankly, that's about the only time I get out of the house, so, you know, that's my outlet.
Does John know that you're seeing someone named Jim?
He's fully aware. I pay Jim, actually. But this guy at the gym, he's the guy who picks up the towels and, you know, shuts the locker doors when people leave them open. And he's kind of annoying because he's kind of pushy about it. Like, if you're not done with it, hit your towel, but you have it sitting on the bench, he might take it from you.
He's like an overzealous busboy.
Exactly, exactly. You done with that? I'll wait until you are. You know,
I'll just stand
that
right
sort
over
of thing.
Here.
Yeah. Are you going to tip me? So this guy, he's kind of annoying in that way. Well, the other day, I'm in a row of lockers, and almost every door is open, and he starts going through and shutting them, and he's like, you know, I had this great idea that I should make these doors spring-loaded, and he started cackling. He's like, I should make them spring-loaded. And I looked at him, and I gave him an upside-down smile, and and he looks at me, and he's like, what, you don't think that's funny? I think that's funny.
Oh, he's challenging you.
And then he walked to the next aisle. He's like, I told this to the other guy. I didn't think it was funny. And he's telling this to people.
So the entire rest of the night. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait till you hear this. This guy? Yeah, yeah. I got this classic
so
joke.
I say this really funny thing, and, you know, the hairy guy doesn't think it's funny.
And they all know who the hairy guy is. Oh, yeah, the gay
At
one.
At least you're not the hairy fat guy.
That's true. I'm the hairy gay guy with the 10-inch penis.
No, let's not push it.
All right, I'm not hairy.
Okay, you just made an evil laugh.
Should we do howdy do's?
Oh, we can't. Dina's not here.
Oh, for God's sake!
I think she had something brewing in her bowels. So, and she's not here to stop me from talking about it. So
it weren't an IPA either. That's India Pale Ale.
Yes. How many words with peas can you say without a puff guard?
Quite a few. They're very plentiful.
Oh,
copious.
Stop. Do you know what I have to do when you do that?
Edit? Yeah,
well, not edit. I have to shape your audio.
Your audio. Is that why I sound so good?
Audio.
My face is red. My face is red. Shape your audio. Shape your audio.
Get a fucking puff guard. Get a fucking puff guard.
Be eccentric. Be eccentric.
Brr. It's getting cold in here. Shut the fucking window.
Okay, well, I also had another item, which I don't know if, and this isn't really making fun, it's more out of curiosity. I'm wondering what happens when transsexuals who are married tell their spouses. Is that an awkward conversation? Because I know we have transgendered listeners.
I hope they have that conversation before they're
married. Well, Dina's back. I'm wondering what, you know, is there sort of an awkward pause by the way, I'm a woman.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen at the altar.
That's just the priest that says that.
Right.
I've got Pope Benedict fooled. There's another one, Justin.
Yes, several, actually.
Shape away. So, Dina, I suggested that we do howdy do's now, and now that you're back, we may.
Go ahead.
All right. My first howdy do is to Matthew. And Matthew wrote in to say that he remembers not only the toilet bowl brush Christmas trees, but he had one that was flocked, which had more flocking on it than a Christmas tree. So howdy do, Matthew, and your flocked tree.
No, forgive you dirty mother flocker.
Forgive my ignorance. What is flocking?
It's kind of white Did you say forgive my adherence?
No, I said forgive my ignorance.
I have shit in my ears. Sorry.
you just left to get rid of that.
It kind of looks like spray-on snow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's really tacky. Mm.
Makes the trees look purdy.
Makes look like they've been out in a beautiful snowfall.
We just cut these down off Mount Hood. We got it from some hiker up stranded there.
We left him, but we took his tree.
And his cell phone. We got his cell phone.
If he had one of them big iridiums, he could have called anybody.
We took his carabiners to use as ornament hangers.
Mm. Now, don't you climb any rocks. You ain't got no carabiners now.
Take carabiners. Banners will take care of you. So my first howdy do goes to Maria. Maria lives with a gay man who recently came out. Hello, my life, Bob, listener.
Maria, I just met a listener named Maria.
Oh, and
Maria.
Dina, I'm gay too.
Well, but you were openly gay before I lived with you.
Oh, okay. There's the
and
difference.
So she had some questions about gay sex, gay male sex specifically. That she doesn't feel comfortable asking her roommate. So I noticed that I started responding to her. It was all about who was top, who was bottom, how do you know, do you have to prearrange such things? And about two paragraphs in, I'm like, why the fuck am I responding? We are resident experts for this sort of thing.
Where are the boys when you need them?
Pretty much.
We're on staff. We're paid staff for that sort of thing.
But I actually think my response was accurate. Oh, Jesus, again, Mary with Joseph. The phone.
I can't shut off the ringer. Hang on.
I can't, as in, I don't know how.
We are so voting him off the island.
No, I honestly don't have the ability to.
You can unplug it.
Oh, I could do that.
No, it's a phone from hell. It won't stop ringing, and there's nothing you can do.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go put this in the other room.
Okay.
Great.
So you move on for your howdy-do.
I'm going to move on to... Oh! Sorry. I just knocked a box
Black
over.
Hawk
and
down.
You can hear the fucking cleaning people.
I could hear you cackling through two doors, by the way, when I was gone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So...
The reason for the season.
My first howdy-do is to Tom. Tom is a gay flight attendant. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Hold on. The redundancy department of redundancy.
So, Tom, did he tell us where he was from?
I don't think he did.
I don't think so. But he flies all over, being a flight attendant. That's kind of what they do. So he did offer to have drinks and sex sometime if I sent him a picture ahead of time.
But I think he asked for a picture of your Vera.
Well, he does want a picture of my wang. And that's a valid request if you're going to have cocktails with someone.
Well, isn't it at the dry cleaners right now?
My Vera's up the cleaners. I'm having some alterations done.
Is your Vera off the rack?
No.
Nordstrom's.
Is it on the rack? Is it rub my boobies? Put your Vera back on the rack. Oh. Oh, that's awful.
So howdy do, Tom.
My second howdy do goes to Jessica.
Who's a sweet girl who sometimes helps me walk across the street when it's busy.
She's single. She's a walker.
And then I give her my mimeograph jokes. She thinks they're all funny.
Would you pass these out to your little teeny bopper friends, Jessica?
Now, none of these have Britney Spears in them, but I think you'll find them to be quite the stitch.
I'm... That's funny. I am Bogarting your howdy-do for a second. When I was in Topeka for Thanksgiving, each time we would return to Bill's parents' house, his mom had new jokes that had been printed out for his review. Like a little pile was just sitting on the couch where he had sat to say, this is for you. These are newspaper clip-ins and jokes from the internet.
Now, if the jokes are approved, what's the next step in the process? What are they used for?
They were all vetoed. I don't know.
Oh.
Well, that's the sort of thing my dad does, is he saves up all of his crazy email jokes and pictures and things like that. He prints them out, which I don't know why he does that, but he prints them out, and he passes them out at Christmas and Thanksgiving and other holidays so that people can see him and laugh.
Kashmir Pulaski Day?
Not Kashmir. He's not a sweater.
I did that on purpose.
Angora Pulaski.
Angora. Marina Will Pulaski.
That was his younger sister.
Right.
The lesser known Pulaski.
Sure. No day off.
So Jessica... Jessica thought that Justin had called her and was playing a prank on her, and she says that he sounds really gay, or
yes,
that the police officer.
That's precisely what she said.
She implied that he sounded very
gay. She implied, yeah, yes.
So I have a howdy-do going out to Ryan, and Ryan was telling us he had some additional information regarding the unclaimed freight that we talked about last week, and he said that his father worked for a overseas shipping company, and that actually, yes, things would show up on the dock, and either they had gotten separated from their paperwork or whatever, and so he would just bring bring some of these things home sometimes, and so that is where unclaimed freight comes from, is that, yes, indeed, things end up without owners and without any way to find them, and then they eventually sell them, and then you buy them at discount prices.
What about children?
I don't know. Can you just drop them off at the dock? And
well, what do they do with those kids that they, you know, you can take to the police station?
Right. You just drop them off.
No questions asked. We'll sell them on eBay.
No, the blue bin. The red is for unwrapped toys and clothing.
And non-perishables.
And your unloading and loading only.
Got a howdy-do for Taylor. Taylor lives out in the Olympia, Dukakis, Wisconsin. Or Washington.
Washington.
And she sent us a really lengthy email, which I can't recall anything of at the moment. But she's written to us before.
Oh, Taylor's traveled the world, hasn't
she? Oh, yeah.
She?
She's been around.
Indonesia. Pakistan. Not Pakistan.
She's Taylor from the block.
Mm-hmm. Don't be fooled.
No T-Lo.
That she got.
I have one for Caleb. Caleb is up in Fairbanks, Alaska. He loves our accents, or accents, as the case.
Accents.
Anybody know
the way
you
say podcast?
And cack. That's the one you always get.
Those are the two I get. Podcast and cack. Suck my podcast.
You get more cack than podcast.
It's plastic.
Oh, jeez.
Like a carabiner.
They'll take care of you.
Or a vacationing carabiner.
Mm.
I have a howdy-do going out to Heath Ledger.
It's not Heath Ledger.
I have a different Heath, but oh. I'm
would you put this
Heath
in your
Ledger.
Heath Ledger?
Just in case he's listening.
My Heath General Ledger.
Oh, good.
No, howdy-do to Heath, and Heath, Dina normally writes good notes for me so that I know more about but I don't. I
think better to get me something for administrative professionals week, then, don't you?
For those of you who've never been in on one of our recording sessions, which, by the way, is an open offer, it's a little difficult to pull off depending on our schedule and the fact that we record in the middle of nowhere, also known as the suburbs.
Portland.
But So before the show starts, we go through all the emails that we got and look at our messages and stuff and put our howdy-do's together. And it's nothing personal, but it's just sometimes you get caught up into names and who was what and all that. So Dina writes them all down, and then she puts a little note next to them with enough information to trigger your memory, like, oh, that's
and
right.
And Heath just got a name.
Yeah. Taylor, oh, right, Indonesia, met her boyfriend, they were separated, Australia, now they're in Washington. So Heath, I had nothing here, and the only thing I immediately remembered is that Heath sent us a picture next to a lion, a big lion, but it was behind glass, apparently.
Oh, yes, lion under glass is delicious.
Pheasant, too.
That's a painting, lion under glass. So, Heath is in San Diego. He wasn't down to the Louisianas, but then moved to San Diego.
Heath, you ever had a turducken? If so, let us know.
An introducken? Have you met?
Oh, no. Proper introduction. Right. Introduckens. I got a last howdy-do for Angela. Angela is Canadian, but she's currently living in Rome with her husband. Because he works for, what was he? Like at the consulate or something?
The embassy.
There you go.
So if we ever flee the States and need asylum in Canada,
well,
then we know who to call.
But he's going to be in Italy for the next couple of years.
So we'll just Skype him.
Oh, Skypey.
Yeah,
help me.
He'll say,
please help. I'm trapped in Vancouver. They're coming for me. They're coming for me.
I'm in Rome, dude.
She sent pictures of both her and her husband. And if they procreate, they're going to have beautiful children. That's all I got to say.
There, we got lots of pictures.
You know what we also got? And I commend you, listeners. I love you for this. Is that after the chastising that took place last week about how you don't share any information about yourselves, a number of people wrote in and told us not just about themselves, but some of their anecdotes. And people we'd heard from before who didn't give any detail now felt bad and wrote back.
Yeah, well done. Well
I
done.
I feel like we know people better now.
Except Heath.
No, Heath wrote lots of stuff.
No, but we don't know him because apparently I didn't take very good notes.
You didn't write anything down about him.
Well, that's because when we were going through, you're like, Heath. And I was like, oh, yeah, Heath. Yeah, everyone remembered Heath at the moment. And then, you know, an hour later, Heath. Toffee. Delicious.
Ledger.
Jinx.
Jinx by me Coke. I've got one for Christopher. Christopher's listening from Honduras. And rapid fire, getting the last one here. Nathan. He's a grad student in Chicago who wanted to correct our website. Actually, not our website, but our name of our podcast. Because
it's
we use
Dina. I know how to say it. It's my fucking name.
No, he sent us a... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, please continue. You're funnier than me.
Well, no. Shit, if that was the case, why are you on the show?
he sent us the an
straight
article
man
that pointed out that... we chose the apostrophe T-I-L as a contraction for until.
It's not a contraction.
Not a contraction. It's a, yeah.
No. We're not taking two words and they come together.
So what is it?
Isn't it an abbreviation?
We'll get back
it's
to
not really
that.
An abbreviation.
I should know this. I've got the degree.
Yeah, hello. So anyway, but the word till, T-I-L-L, is a standalone word, no apostrophe, and according to the article, is actually a more acceptable version. However, you will be happy to know that while the official is apostrophe T-I-L, if you go to www.drinktillwefunny.com, it does redirect you to our site. So
fantastic.
Wonderful.
We got all our bases covered.
I figured we didn't use the T-I-L-L because people would think that we were trying to hit them up for money.
Right. Just put your money in the till.
There you go. See, I'm glad to get my stupid jokes.
Oh, I get all your stupid stuff.
I get them as hand-me-downs.
All right, we got to go. It's getting
fuck
late.
Fuck yeah. I had to take a bathroom break for crying out loud.
So send us an email, rubberspatula at dtwfpodcast.com.
Leave us a voicemail. We'll actually listen to it. We promise. 773-828-4397.
And sometimes you can get us on the AIM, DTWF Dina, DTWF Justin.
Don't forget to go to our online store where we have lots of fun merchandise, T-shirts, our DVD, and we get this a lot. If you're a new listener and you're looking for a way to very easily and quickly get all of our past episodes, plus pictures of us, plus fun little surprises, then you might want to take a look at getting one of our DVDs. And you can get to that from our website or go directly to store.dtwfpodcast.com.
I think we have killed Christmas, and it's not even here yet.
Yeah, we got three more Christmas shows coming, so you can stay tuned. All right, bitches, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.